This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom. Protesters marched through the streets of Dawei Sunday as part of days-long demonstrations against Myanmar's military coup. It comes a day after a UN special envoy urged the Security Council to take action to quell junta violence that this past week left more than 50 peaceful demonstrators dead and scores injured. Protests have been taking place in various cities across Myanmar since February 1st, in the takeover which ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. The coup reversed years of slow progress toward democracy in Myanmar, which for 5 decades had languished under strict military rule that led to international isolation and sanctions. Pope Francis, an Iraq-type Shiite cleric, delivered a powerful message of peaceful coexistence, urging Muslims to embrace Iraq's long-beleaguered Christian minority during a historic meeting. Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani said religious authorities have a role in protecting Iraq's Christians and that they should live in peace and enjoy the same rights as other Iraqis. The Vatican says Francis thanked al-Sistani for having raised his voice in defense of the weakest and most persecuted during some of the most violent times. South Korea and the United States will conduct a springtime military exercise this week, but the joint drill will be smaller than usual because of the coronavirus pandemic. The allies will begin a 9-day computer-simulated command post exercise Monday. And South Korea and the United States decided to move forward with the drills after comprehensively taking into consideration the COVID-19 situation, the maintenance of the combat readiness posture, the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and the establishment of peace. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In a camp at the U.S.-Mexico border, some asylum seekers were told by officials that U.S. government would reopen their cases and they would eventually be able to enter the U.S. to wait out the asylum process. The new opening for people previously denied came as Mexican authorities worked to close the improvised camp along the banks of the Rio Grande that has housed thousands of asylum seekers over the more than 2 years it existed. Last month, the Biden administration began processing asylum seekers who had been forced to wait out the long process from Mexico during the Trump administration. Auckland, New Zealand's biggest city, emerged on Sunday from a strict week-long lockdown imposed after a community cluster of the more contagious UK coronavirus variant. There were no new local COVID-19 cases as of Sunday, according to health officials, allowing for the restrictions to ease. If no community cases are confirmed during that rest, it would make a full 7 days since the last community case. There are still limits on public gatherings in the city of nearly 2 million. However, masks are obligatory on public transport. The government said it might ease restrictions in Auckland further Friday to bring them to the same level as in the rest of New Zealand. Dozens of people gathered in front of the Minnesota governor's mansion in the U.S. to demand accountability for police officers days before former Minneapolis officers set to go on trial in the death of George Floyd. Many of the roughly 150 people who demonstrated in Minnesota were relatives of others who died in encounters with police. Similar protests were being organized in cities around the country ahead of the planned trial of Derek Chauvin. Floyd died after Chauvin, who was white, pressed his knee onto Floyd's neck, even though the black man said he could not breathe. Jury selection begins Monday in Chauvin's trial. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan won a vote of confidence from Parliament Saturday in a session marked by an opposition boycott of the vote and clash between government supporters and opposition leaders outside the Parliament building. Khan was able to secure 178 votes, more than the 172 required. The former international cricketer, who became prime minister after the 2018 general election, volunteered to seek Parliament's confidence after the government's finance minister lost a high-profile Senate seat vote earlier in the week. Opposition parties boycotted the session, saying the Senate defeat was enough to show that Khan no longer enjoyed the confidence of the House. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.